In the name of Jesus,
amen.
Bring up the topic of storms and listen. People have storm stories. Storms leave an imprint on our memories because they are dangerous and frightening. And no matter where you live, there are storms. In the Midwest, we have tornadoes and floods, straight line winds. But other parts of the country have nor'easters, hurricanes. Other parts of the world have tsunamis. There are blizzards, there are hailstorms, there are tremendous thunder and lightning storms. And in a short amount of time, storms can destroy cars, homes, property, and even lives. Sitting in the shelter of your home is one thing, but get caught in the storm, it's altogether different. Maybe you're traveling, maybe you're camping, maybe you're flying in an airplane. Let someone tell you how their windshield shattered when they were caught in a hailstorm. Or their car spun around multiple times when they hit a patch of ice. Or let them tell you how they hit severe turbulence and they were never so thankful as to be on solid ground once the plane landed. In a storm, you're out of control. You are at the mercy of the weather. And there are no guarantees of a happy ending. Boats do capsize. Planes do crash. Homes and lives can be destroyed. No matter how well prepared we are for bad weather situations, there is no foolproof plan that guarantees a happy ending. Because we're not in control. In our gospel reading this evening, we hear about the disciples caught in a storm on the Sea of Galilee. Sea of Galilee is 700 feet below sea level. It is prone to violent and sudden storms. Several of the disciples knew that. Several of them were fishermen. They knew what it was like to be out in the water. They knew how to sail. They knew how to navigate. They knew what it was like to encounter rough seas. But the Word of God tells us that now they were caught in a great windstorm. A great windstorm arose. The waves were breaking into the boat so that the boat was already filling with water. When professional fishermen who are used to wind and waves are scared, you know it's a bad storm. And what's Jesus doing? Jesus is on board, but he's taking a nap. He's asleep. Fearful and floundering, the disciples wake up the sleeping Jesus. Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Notice they don't ask for his help. They don't ask for his assistance. They don't call him Lord or Master. No, it's, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Jesus, don't you care? Jesus, not caring? Jesus, not caring? Caring is what Jesus is all about. Caring is why God promised to send a Savior after Adam and Eve disobeyed him in the Garden of Eden. Caring is why Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Caring is why Jesus healed the sick and raised the dead. Caring is why Jesus would go to the cross for sin-sick people. A caring Jesus lived, died, and rose again for this frightened world. Jesus not care? Could the disciples have said anything more insulting and less true? And yet there are people who feel that same way. Even today, people make that accusation against our Savior. When difficulties come, faces are turned heavenward and accuse God, asking, "Don't you care, God?" The fact is, even though we may have attended church services for years, disasters and problems have ways of turning all of us into unbelievers who act as if there were no God at all. We forget what God has done for us in the past, and we too have storms that leave us wondering, does God care? Whenever any tragedy or hardship, storm of life or hurt appears, that question comes up. God, don't you care? One of the earliest symbols for the church was a ship. It could have easily have come from this gospel account on the Sea of Galilee where Jesus stills the storm and the ship does not sink. Some of the Lutheran immigrants who came to this country built churches and put an emblem of a ship above their altars to remind them of how God had safely brought them across the sea. Where we sit in the church, this seating area is called a nave. That comes from the Latin word for ship, from which we get our English word navy. The church is like a ship, and that means that at times Christians are besieged by the storms of life while they travel to safe harbor. Jesus told us it would be this way. He specifically said that we would be surrounded by evil for as long as we live. And thus, there are problems in our homes, our lives, our congregations. Sooner or later, if you're on the water long enough, you will encounter bad weather. Bad enough to make you wonder if you're going to make it. And so in the business of living. Live long enough and you will have hours, days, weeks, and maybe even years where you wonder if you're going to make it. And in those times, we might even ask that question, God, don't you care? Remember who was with the disciples in the boat, and remember who is with you. Jesus was asleep in the boat, not because he is not God, not because he lacked trust in God. He sleeps because he trusts in God alone. And God's care for him does not depend on whether he is sleeping or not. After Jesus is woken from his nap, he speaks to the wind and the waves the way a parent might speak to an annoying child. He rebukes the wind and says to the sea, "Peace, be still." And it was. Try that sometime in a thunderstorm. Imagine it being completely calm in the midst of a storm simply because of a spoken word. But it's the person who speaks the word, and it's the word that he speaks. His word is the word that sustains. And then Jesus addresses the disciples, "Why were you so afraid? Have you so little faith?" The disciples didn't trust the word. They doubted that the word could preserve and save them. Nothing can destroy the word of Jesus. No storm of weather, no storm of life, not even the storm of death can destroy the word of Jesus. That is a word that will sustain you in every situation. He speaks a word of forgiveness, a word of hope, a word of life. And his word is so powerful that even the wind, the waves, and even the grave must obey him. That's the Savior who is with you. with you in your baptism, with you in His supper, with you when you hear His gospel word, a word that sustains. He has seen you through the storms of the past, and He will see you through the storms yet to come. And He will do it with His word. Who is this one that even the wind and the seas obey Him? You know the answer to that question. And God's Holy Spirit will continue to give you faith to believe it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord comes again in glory. Amen.